Hey everyone, as a medium-sized business, you have a lot more options with hybrid cloud. Check out the second part in the three-part series on hybrid cloud where Keith and I talk about hybrid cloud for medium companies. Check it out. I also want to talk about medium business. And once you get into a medium-sized business that is more familiar with servers and more familiar with Azure and the opportunities that there are to really optimize things on a medium scale, what kind of examples of hybrid cloud should these kind of companies look at?
Yeah, so as you start to get into medium-sized organizations, generally have a much richer application mix within those medium organizations. They may have an on-prem CRM solution. They may have invoicing and accounting solutions. They may have solutions that are managing customer interaction and engineering or document management or whatnot. And what medium customers really find most valuable is to go through the process of identifying application for each of those applications, which applications are good candidates for moving to the cloud entirely, which applications are good candidates for perhaps taking a recovery strategy and failing over to the cloud, and then which of the remaining applications are perhaps that small percentage of key applications that for one reason or another still need to remain in an on-prem data center. And structuring their migration process in phases so that they're taking the low-hanging fruit. You know, the departmental applications that I was describing first, a lot of those could move to the cloud. And the fact is for most medium-sized organizations, 80% or more of their IT spend is spent on the volume of departmental applications that they have that they're supporting in their on-prem data center. And then that remaining 20 to 25% are on the one or two key mission-critical applications that really need to be in an on-prem data center. And what they find is that they're constantly struggling with capital purchases on how to balance expanding my mission-critical application capacity versus onboarding new departmental applications that certain parts of my business may need. And so from that standpoint, it gives them the ability to, as they offload some of these departmental applications to the cloud, they're freeing up capacity in their on-prem data center that they can then reuse for those more critical applications in terms of the need to remain on-prem for those applications. So it gives them the ability to optimize their capital purchases much more effectively from that standpoint. In medium-sized organizations, we oftentimes find a need where they have a relatively complex IT infrastructure, and before they roll out upgrades or patches or anything of that nature, they want to be able to do some testing in their environment first. And it's incredibly expensive to have an on-prem entire test environment. Usually that's something that's relegated only for the largest of organizations. And what a lot of those medium organizations will do is they'll take Azure and leverage it as a way of replicating a portion of their environment into a test environment that they can deploy and test patches to and make sure everything is still responding and whatnot before they update those areas that are in their on-prem environment after that. And so that's a great way of thinking about an additional benefit that cloud can provide you and being safer and more agile in your patch management process. So rather than applying patches until the last possible time when you need those patches, you can take a more proactive approach and improve the overall security of your environment as well. Now, medium-sized organizations also have other needs, too, that oftentimes they're multi-site organizations, and they might already have two or three different locations that are interconnected in some fashion. And so certainly they can establish connectivity to Azure using a site-to-site VPN tunnel, just like a small organization could. But with medium-sized organizations, they also have the ability to leverage faster private connectivity through our Azure Express Route offering. So if they have a existing relationship with a carrier that's using an MPLS network to connect, say, 3, 4, 5 of their offices, they could leverage Azure Express Route to make an Azure data center region appear as just another private data center on their wide area network, another office on their wide area network. The other area that I found medium-sized organizations getting more and more entrenched with is supporting those departmental and line of business applications to mobile users as well. And they may have some limited development that they're doing for extending their applications out to mobile devices. So they're doing some in-house development to surface that out. When we think about mobile devices and the fact that mobile devices could be anywhere in the world, having those mobile devices all coming back to your data center in, you know, pick an area, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, or New York, or Chicago, the latency and performance of that is going to be affected. Whereas by leveraging public cloud provider like Azure as an extension, you can push out that mobile backup into Azure and have it distributed across several different Azure data center regions so that you have low latency for wherever users are connecting from for those mobile applications. And similarly, many of those medium-sized companies also do some light web application development or web, and that web application development could be for their internal users or for some of their customers. By leveraging our Azure App Service, they can push out those web applications to multiple sites across the globe very easily and take advantage of our Azure Content Distribution Network for caching and improving the performance even more so for caching the static content, static images, and schema, JSON pages, include files, CSS style sheets, all of that stuff that oftentimes is accompanied by a web application as well. So you're leveraging the Azure Cloud to provide faster application performance to a growing base of mobile users, geographically diverse users, without having to build data centers everywhere on the planet yourself.
Right. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And once again, you're touching on a lot of good stuff there. Can we talk about the underlying technology a little bit that a medium-sized company would have to work with in order to build these hybrid clouds? So, you know, typically on-prem, you know, you've got some hardware, you've got some servers. Typically, these servers are clustered together using Windows failover clustering, technology that's been around for a long time. We've done a few episodes on it. On top of this cluster is, you know, Hyper-V and a bunch of Hyper-V virtual machines. And so a medium company is typically going to have a bunch of virtual machines, right? And these virtual machines will be doing everything from, you know, Active Directory to line of business to, you know, all kinds of stuff, you know, web and email and all kinds of stuff. But then, you know, like you mentioned, Keith, that extensibility once again allows you to run virtual machines up in Azure and connect the two. What does that connection look like for these virtual machines? Like, what kind of flexibility and agility do you have as a medium business when you're running this, you know, on-site cluster with failover clustering and, you know, Azure virtual machines together? What kind of things are you able to do as a medium company there?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And you have quite a bit of flexibility because whether you're running those Hyper-V virtual machines on-prem or up in the Azure cloud, the underlying technology is still Hyper-V-based technology, right? So your virtual hard disk files are the same format files for your virtual machines, whether they're on-prem or in Azure. And that makes migrating those virtual machines quite easy because you don't have to go through any type of conversion process to convert your virtual hard disks like you do with some of the other cloud platforms that are out there. That conversion process alone can be very time-consuming. But in addition to that, we also have some migration capabilities built into Azure Site Recovery that make it quite easy to migrate those virtual machines up into the Azure cloud for the applications where it makes sense. Previously, for small customers, we talked about Azure Site Recovery as a disaster recovery solution to replicate and fail over in the event of a disaster. But medium and large organizations are leveraging Azure Site Recovery also for migration because since it can take those virtual machines and live replicate them up to Azure and then on-demand spin them up, it provides a very small migration window for being able to, you know, it could be 5-10 minutes, right, to migrate this VM up over to Azure. Being able to do that does require having some network connectivity in place. So again, that would go back to either a site-to-site VPN tunnel between your on-prem data center and your Azure VNet, or an express route connection if you had higher speed, lower latency, private connectivity that was required for connecting the two environments together. But that gives you a ton of flexibility from that standpoint. And then from a management standpoint, you had mentioned OMS, the Operations Management Suite. You know, that's designed as a single pane of glass management tool for managing across public cloud, hosted cloud, as well as on-prem. So you can take advantage of managing and gaining insight into the health and well-being and patch status and whatnot of your VMs across all of those environments, and potentially begin moving into automating. You know, part of what's different between a cloud environment and a highly virtualized environment is the ability to on-demand provision new resources without having to go through all kinds of manual steps and processes, right? So oftentimes automation becomes a key aspect of a cloud strategy. Well, Operations Management Suite also offers hybrid automation. So those of you with PowerShell scripting skills, you can develop PowerShell scripts as runbooks that automate the provisioning and the proactive responses in your environment should any alerts fire off for workloads that are running in VMs, whether they're on-prem in your Hyper-V cluster or whether they're sitting up in Azure or in a hosted data center running on Hyper-V or Azure Stack or something along those lines. So OMS is a great tool for giving you that flexibility to manage that environment as well from a hybrid standpoint.
I think the technologists out there should really be enjoying this because there's just so much cool technology out there that you can use to manage your infrastructure that it just didn't exist a few years ago. And right. Just the power and capability to move those virtual machines, we say 5 or 10 minutes. I mean, that's amazing. In just a few minutes, I can move my virtual machine from on-prem to the cloud. And, like you said, it's all Hyper-V. So on-prem, I'm running Hyper-V. I've got VHDX files that are, comprising my virtual hard disks, and I've got something very similar up in the cloud. I'm able to make that transition, and my bottleneck is really just my network. The conversion is very minimal. So very cool, exciting stuff. And you also touched on some of the platform as a service stuff that's up in Azure, like CDN and a couple other things. Very cool stuff for people that want to be able to deliver mobile connectivity to people all over the world. It's built into Azure. You just have to take advantage of it. So a lot of places you can go as a medium company. Hey everyone, Eric here again. I hope you enjoyed the second video in the three-part series on hybrid cloud. Be sure to check out the next video, which is the third video in the series, where we're going to finish up and talk about hybrid cloud for large companies. I'll see you there.